you wake up on a Friday morning, wouldn't it be wonderful to know you're mortgage-free? Well, it's a dream we all have, I think, and this is definitely an opportunity this morning to see if you can make that dream happen, because I'm on location all day long today at 4158 Fieldstone Way in the Creeks. It's home of the Hospitals Regina Foundation Home Lottery Grand Prize Show Home, built by Ripplinger, $1.7 million home. Comes with $50,000 cash. Everything in the home, the landscaping, and, of course, the decorating and the furnishings all comes with a home. This one's over 4,400 square feet. So we're open till 9 tonight. Plan accordingly on your to-do list through the day. Buy a ticket before midnight, whether it be in person here or else online, hrfhomelottery.com, because after midnight, gone is the Canuck Adventure bonus prize, where you can choose to take a 2025 Toyota Land Cruiser, fully equipped, four-wheel drive, turbocharged, comes with a couple of paddle boards, electric bikes, and you'd be crisscrossing across Canada with a Discovery Pass, unlocking all the national parks, or $100,000 cash. Your decision if you buy a ticket for $100 before midnight tonight. Don't forget the cash calendar and the 50-50 add-ons. They start at $25 each, are 50-50 now. I think it was around 700, getting close to 760,000, winner taking half. It always goes over a million. And, of course, we're over 70% sold now. Now, here's what else you need to know this morning. We are on the scene where an officer-involved shooting happened last night. Someone is dead, and it happened around 11 o'clock last night. Here's what we know. It's happened at East Houghton Road, which is near Canadian Tire, Prince of Wales Drive, that area. Police telling us officers fired shots. One is dead. Lisa Schick, our senior reporter on the scene, I'll be checking in with her within the next half hour to see what other details she's gathered for us on a pretty frightening evening as to what happened there. High school football last night. Only one game. Sheldon defeated Barton and Luther 24-0. And another big evening tonight. Miller takes on O'Neill, followed by Johnson and Tom. That's over at Libel and at Mosaic. First game is Riffle and Knoll, then Leboldus and Campbell. Parents, just busy time of year, right? Hustling the kids around to all the extracurricular activities. There's football, there's volleyball, still soccer. And over at the Cooperative Center, it'll be crazy busy again this weekend because of the drop-offs for hockey evaluations have been underway this past week and continue this weekend. It is just a busy time of year for not only kids, but also parents hustling everyone around. Probably going to take time to watch the Riders, right, in Edmonton tomorrow, taking on the Elks. Kickoff at 5, our Green Zone pregame show with the boys will start at 3 p.m. Saskatchewan coming off a bye week in that lousy loss to the Alouettes. Elks are in 5th, 4 points back in the Lions, who currently hold the crossover position. Cody Fajardo of the Elks said this is a playoff game for them.
Yeah, I'm taking it as a playoff game, win or go home. That's as simple as I can make it. Like, this is a playoff team. We're going to have a playoff atmosphere here with 30,000 expected to show up versus a very good football team. So this is as close to playoff football as you can get without actually being in the playoffs. And if we lose, we're going to have to look ourselves in the mirror during the bye week and really have to find a way mathematically how we can be in the conversation. So in my opinion, it's win or go home. We have to find a way to do whatever we can to win this football game.
Yeah, they're going to be wanting to win this one. They came off two straight games where they lost on the last second field goal. So this is going to be challenging for the Riders, who are 10-3. We're tops in the West. 5 games left to ensure not only they earn the right to host the West Final, but also to ensure that they're the best. And CJME Rider reporter Britton Gray spoke to Marcus Sales, who is a Grey Cup ring himself from Winnipeg, and he knows the importance of staying focused on this game too.
We're not looking too far down the road. Of course, we know where we're at and we know where we stand, but, you know, coach preaches 1-0 in every single week. And, you know, that's pretty much our mindset. And, you know, we still gotta win the next couple of games anyway to even, you know, get first place or get that home game and things like that. So, you know, it's just another week for us.
No Tavon Campbell, no Nelson Lacombo, no Jackson Ford this weekend, but, hey, missing key pieces in the secondary. They're going to have to be on it with that pass rush for sure. Kickoff, 5 o'clock, and Green Zone show starts at 3 o'clock. Now, the Alouettes take on Calgary tonight, and Toronto visits BC in the late game. So those games with ramifications towards our standings. So we'll be watching those as well. Kevin Martell from the 980 CJME Newsroom telling me this is the song he would play if he was told he won the Hospitals Regina Foundation Grand Prize Show Home. You would take the home, would you? $1.7 million worth?
Oh, yeah. It would be a nice home to win for sure. Seen some of the pictures. CJME.com, we have those up for you. And haven't actually seen it in person yet, Greg. I haven't been as lucky as you to be in the house. But it certainly looks nice. And yeah, as you mentioned, $1.7 million. Wow.
Comes with $50,000 cash, and we got the bonus prize deadline before midnight tonight. You want to buy a ticket, hrfhomelottery.com. And since I'm here till, well, practically 6 o'clock, it would be kind of nice, Kevin, if you pop on by and bring a coffee later, okay?
That would be great. Roger that, Greg.
All right, well, look, this is pretty serious, and we're on the scene with our senior reporter, Lisa Schick, but there was an officer or officers involved in a shooting last night?
Yeah, this is just breaking this morning, fresh information from police. Now, we don't have a whole lot of details. We do know that one person is dead after, as you mentioned, officers shot their gun. So we know that at least, well, more than one officer had fired upon this person. We don't know much about the person this morning. We don't know if it was a man, a woman, a teenager. We also, this morning, don't know a whole lot about the events that led up to this shooting. Why were police called there? What happened that, well, forced them to fire their weapons and ultimately kill this person? We do know, Greg, that CERT, that's the police watchdog in this province, is now involved. That's the usual case when there's something very serious like this, you know, when an officer fires and a person is left dead. So we're hoping to get some of these details in this morning.
All right, Kevin. And, of course, as I came to work early this morning, about 3 o'clock, I passed the post office there at Sass Drive, and there were no picketers yet. I didn't anticipate there would be, but I'm sure there will be eventually today.
Yeah, there certainly was yesterday afternoon. People wearing their brightly colored vests and holding their signs. So we are going to go back out there a little bit later this morning and to find out. But what we do know is that Postal Service in this country, Canada Post, it's basically halted. And it was kind of a surprising announcement. At least the union representing postal workers said it kind of came to a surprise to them, caught off guard by it, and it will really transform what happens at Canada Post over the next, well, 10 years. Most door-to-door letter mail delivery will come to an end. Some post offices will close down. A whole list of changes at Canada Post.
Well, what are they on track to lose? Something like $1.5 billion this year? Yeah. I think was the figure I heard.
And, yeah, $10 million a day is what they're losing. So it's a significant financial hit for them. How long can you keep going with this? Now, the union argues that they've given a list of things that the government and Canada Post can do to help take the steps in the profitability direction. But they say that they haven't done that.
Well, that being said, I have a few buddies that work for Canada Post right here in Regina, and I feel for them, too. They're as frustrated as everyone else as they go through this process. But it sure has to come to an end sometime, you would think, and hopefully sooner than later. But they will be hitting the picket line. The Blue Jays. Everyone's talking about the Blue Jays, Kevin, in baseball. This is a pretty big weekend for them. They've kind of just fallen apart in this last week, haven't they? So what's paint the scene for me about the Blue Jays?
Yeah, they haven't really played ultimately well. They just finished the series with the Red Sox. They won last night, but the Red Sox still took 2 of 3 of that series. So now Toronto stays at home. They'll finish the regular season at home, and they'll take on the Tampa Bay Rays, who, of course, are not in contention. But these teams never just sit back. They always try to play spoiler to some degree. Now, the Yankees and the Blue Jays are right now tied in the AL East. This is big for the Jays, because if they can win these final few games and perhaps the Yankees lose, well, then Toronto can still get a bye right into the American League Division Series. So it means if they continue to win and things go well, they finish first in the AL East, they have a tiebreaker on the Yankees, remember, well, they can avoid playing in the wild card series and go straight to the ALDS. And obviously, if you're a Blue Jays fan, that's what you want.
Well, you sure sound excited in describing that. So I bet you're a Mariners fan that's ready to jump to the Blue Jays by the sounds of it.
Not quite.
Thank you, Kevin. Kevin Martell from the 980 CJME Newsroom at 6:58. Well, here we are. It is the first weekend of fall, and it is feeling a little summer-like the last few days. We hit, what, 30, 31 a couple of days ago, and pretty nice weekend forecast to many choosing this summer to travel across Canada. And if you're feeling like you want to see a little more, well, then if I got an idea for you, buy a ticket here in person today at the Hospitals Regina Foundation Grand Prize Lottery Show, home of the Creeks. We're 4158 Fieldstone Way, and we've got a Canuck Adventure Bonus Prize Pack that disappears after midnight tonight. So you want to get a ticket before midnight, even if you're coming to see the home this weekend. HRFHomeLottery.com is where you want to buy, or 1-800-667-7760. That Canuck Adventure includes a Toyota Land Cruiser, fully equipped, four-wheel drive. It comes with a couple of paddle boards, electric bikes, and man, then we even hook you up with this pass that unlocks over 80 breathtaking national parks across the country. There's lots of details to learn at hrfhomelottery.com, or you can just say, you know what, I want the cash, $100,000. That prize gone after midnight. Get yourself a ticket here in person. Bye-bye, 4158 Fieldstone Way, or hrfhomelottery.com. The story we've been following this morning, for as much information as we're getting, I want to bring in my senior reporter from the newsroom, Lisa Schick, who's on the scene. Someone, Lisa, dead in Regina after an officer-involved shooting. What do you know this morning?
Unfortunately, we don't know a whole lot. That's basically it. We know it happened on the 3000 block of East Houghton Road at about 11 o'clock last night, and that there is a person who died in that officer-involved shooting, and that's about all we know. I'm on East Houghton Road now. There is a large apartment building, and then right next to that, in between that and an Affinity Credit Union, there's a small parking lot. It's an empty parking lot, but it's blocked off with police tape. So there's an indication at least something of the incident happened there, whether the actual shooting happened there or they're just trying to protect evidence. We're not sure.
Okay. So, yeah, it is a big question mark. No word yet on how many officers fired bullets and who it is. But what happens next now? Who takes over the investigation?
Well, the Saskatchewan's serious incident response team, they're the ones who deal with any obviously serious incidents that involve police anytime there's a shooting or somebody gets hurt in custody, that kind of thing, they will take over. Now, what they're going to do is they're going to come in. They're not investigating if there was a crime that was involved when it comes to the person who was shot. They're not investigating that. That's still a police matter. What CERT is investigating is what police actually did in this incident, if what they did was reasonable, if it was illegal, if there was anything that needs to be charged in connection to that. That's what they're going to look into.
Yeah, well, it's a little alarming, I'm sure, for locals. I live out in the southeast corner of the city, too, and it's usually rather quiet in that area. So I'm sure some locals were waking up this morning wondering, just as we are, wanting a few more details. But thanks, Lisa, for the very latest. Appreciate it.
Absolutely.
980 CJMB senior reporter Lisa Schick. If somebody needs tickets for Bryan Adams, you better get on it. Only a few singles left. It's going to be a sellout Sunday night over the Real District, which is hopping again. Of course, tonight, the Pats open up their season for the first time in front of a hometown crowd. They got a tailgate party and a game against PA. And tomorrow, another market in Real District, Farmers Market, then Sunday. It's just always packed, and a lot of hockey evaluations going on right now. So parents in and out of that Co-operator Center. Bryan Adams, Evan Bray joining me now. Have you seen Bryan Adams once or twice in your lifetime?
I've seen him once in my life.
That's it? Really?
Yeah, that is. I believe it or not, I mean, he's been to our province number of times, but I saw him, and it was actually quite a few years ago now. Great show, though. Great show. Love Bryan Adams.
Well, he's one of the few acts that just takes the stage and there's not a single song you won't know, right?
Exactly. I think that's what I love about the concert for sure. I know you've been a number of times.
Yeah, well, I've seen him probably over my career, which isn't that lengthy, as you know, Evan. Probably a half a dozen
measured
times.
Measured in decades.
I've seen half a dozen times I've seen Bryan Adams. Yeah. He never disappoints. The only time that I ever leave Journey to Bryan Adams concert is when he plays something new. That's my pee break. But I think we all relate to that when the new song comes on.
Yeah.
Riders, I believe the Riders are going to win, but I don't think it's going to be easy. The Elks have just missed by, like, what, 2-3 points the last couple of games? This is going to be a tough one. What do you think?
Definitely shouldn't be underestimated. I mean, the Cody Fajardo thing, of course, is a different storyline as well, and no one would like to beat the Riders more than Cody Fajardo, I'm sure. And Edmonton, of course, hasn't had the best season, but that's all the more reason to be wary of them. So I've got a 23-20 win for the Riders. So
wow.
Like you, I don't think it's going to be a lopsided game by any stretch, but... I'm hopeful we're going to see a Rider win.
You know, and this game could be one to watch depending on what happens tonight, right? The Elks are in fifth, 4 points back of the Lions, who currently have the crossover. So the Lions play tonight. And if the Lions were to lose, well, then even more fired up Cody Fajardo because they need this. This is a big game for
something,
them tomorrow.
Yeah, for sure.
Okay, I want to talk about the breaking news here this morning of the officers involved in a shooting. One, from what we understand, someone is dead. It happened last night. If you're just joining us, about 11 o'clock-ish in and around the area of Canadian Tire near Prince of Wales Drive on East Houghton Road. And please tell us, officers fired shots. One dead.
Mm-hmm.
When this happens, I think, you know, awful that someone is dead. But also, an officer, anytime they have to use their gun, it's got to be one of those moments that you never want to have happen. But what is it like from an officer's perspective that you have?
Yeah, for sure. It is exactly as you described it. This is the day you hope never comes in your career. And for it sounds like more than one officer potentially involved in this. So, of course, details are slim this morning, but we've got Lisa Schick down trying to get some more details. If multiple officers were involved, it sounds to me like a situation where officers were on scene, had their weapons drawn, and the subject did something to essentially cause the officers to react in a way that the necessity to stop them was overwhelming. And so as the details roll out, we'll find out more, but it's tough. I mean, this throws the police service into some turmoil. They've still got to continue with the investigation. They've got to protect the scene. As you know, CERT will come in and take over the investigation into the actual shooting, the use of force by the police officers. But there's a lot of now mechanisms that are in place to ensure that there's transparency in the investigation to ensure that the officers did the right thing.
And again, we have very few details, you know, how many officers, how many shots fired. That's still a big question mark. Right. But it's just wild to me that even in a neighborhood, when shots are fired like that, some miss their mark. It's one of those situations where you just think, you don't always think of that, I guess, right?
Well, you do.
You hear about...
I would argue you have to. And I mean, that's one thing they train you in police college is you need to be very aware of your target, of what's behind your target, which is what makes an urban setting very complicated. Because if you're in a house, depending on where you are, if you're out on a street, what's behind you is a very important part of the discussion, and crossfire of officers, all of those things.
Okay, more on this developing story through your show. And what else are we looking forward to here
today?
Well,
we're going to talk about the mail strike, obviously, which is going on, Greg. We heard yesterday Canada Post announced it's drastically changing service delivery that I would argue is long overdue. We're losing $10 million a day federally as Canada Postal Service. So something had to happen, but the workers don't like it. The union is back on strike, so mail is at a halt. So we'll talk a little bit about that this morning. And it's our regular Friday show, Greg. So all of the things, including our friend Belton Johnson with It's Eatin' Time, Bugs and Hugs, green and white prognostications, and a whole lot more.
Evan Bray back at 8:30.